talking on the phone and driving way too fast. And the interstate's jammed with gunners like
this. Okay, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. I'm Ann.
And we are two teachers at a workshop about podcasting. So we're learning new techniques today. And we are just discussing how we might use these in our classrooms. I'm a middle school teacher of speech, and I run a TV station.
And I teach English at the Learning Center, and we have the opportunity to try new things over there, and I'm really excited about trying to get this into the curriculum. I'm hoping to use it for the kids' media projects, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet, but I've just learned from Linda that another really neat thing is the Movie Maker, and so I'm hoping to be able to integrate some of these different ideas that I'm learning today.
Right. I think it's really very neat. I think as far as speech goes, there could be a lot of different ways you could use this for when they're doing a project in speech and like preparing a speech for a public speaking thing, one of their projects. They could maybe go out and find some information that's a podcast, or even create a small podcast that they play during their speech, or
yeah.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of how else they could use it.
Well, it seems like just being able to use the computer and just having this media available that when they hear themselves, they'll be able to get good ideas of how to improve their speeches.
Right, right.
And it'd be really neat to be able to hear other people give good speeches.
Yes, yes.
It looks like you can just look them up, and
exactly,
there they are.
There they are. That's one thing we found was you just Google podcast, and there's the speech right there. So that you're right, the kids could actually listen to even a portion of a speech and hear, you know, what was good or bad about a certain speech.
Right.
That would be really interesting.
I saw that when we were looking up some of the sites, there was NPR short stories and just all kinds of, there was poetry of the day, there was vocabulary words through the Princeton Review. That's something I'm definitely interested in using. And those look really short, like about a minute each. And so just increasing their vocabulary, being able to listen to it, maybe when they come in or at the end of the period, or I'm not sure how I'm going to use it yet. But
that's a great idea.
That would be a good one to use.
And some of those where you could actually listen to an author talk about something they've written, that would be neat.
Yeah.
To actually hear what the author has to say about it.
Yeah. Be nice if you could find the authors that they are interested in, you know, that they've just read their books this summer or whatever, and go, well, just look that up. Maybe we can hear about how they came up with those ideas or what went into putting those books together. That'd be cool.
And maybe if they wrote something, they could do a little podcast, audio, radio show type thing about their book.
Oh, yeah.
Or interview each other about what they wrote, like a short story or maybe a poem or I don't know.
Yeah, doing interviews.
Yeah, that would be really neat.
Yeah.
And then a critique of something or each other or whatever, or do a little like a group interview of, you know.
Yeah, what do you think about this or that? Or what do you know?
Yeah.
What do you know? Maybe even just starting if they had to do research or you just, you know, well, what do you know? What do you know? And just kind of put those things together and then it's all available.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I can see a lot of ways that this could be used. This would be really neat.
All right. Well, we're going to try it.
Okay.
And we'll let you know how it goes.